Now, the Air Grid Citizens Roadshow is in Killarney tomorrow. With me on the line, top of this is Sinead Dooley, Air Grid's Head of Public Engagement. Sinead, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, what message are you trying to get across here? Like, Air Grid's job is, I suppose, to develop, maintain, and I suppose more importantly, in terms of where we need to travel, to, I suppose, reimagine. Is that a fair point? Our electricity grid, or strengthen it for the future, or future-proof it for the requirements that will need to keep the power on in this country? Is that the primary job?
Yeah, I think future-proof is probably the best way rather than reimagine, because it's going to be mundane when you talk of strengthening the grid. But yes, look, I think as a country, people have come to the realisation we need to move away from fossil fuels, and to do that into a clean, green energy system, we need an air grid to build a grid that will support mainly offshore renewable energy, and there's a lot of focus around that on the south coast of Ireland at the moment. But in order to, I suppose, give areas opportunities around employment, but to give homes opportunities to look at heating systems, retrograding their home, supporting industry, supporting communities, we need an electricity grid that can meet the growing demands of a growing country, in a nutshell. And that's what Air Grid do, Gerry. It's we strengthen where grid needs to be strengthened, and where new infrastructure is required, we work with communities and landowners to try and deliver that infrastructure. But look, tomorrow night is not all about Air Grid and about future-proofing the electricity grid. This came about 2 years ago. We went out around the country looking at shaping our electricity future, what was required, as you say, how could we future-proof. And it came from that huge interest in from people as to what grants were available to them to retrofit their own homes. Huge interest in the farming communities around, you know, you imagine a farm full of sheds. How could they put solar panels on the roof of those sheds to drive down their own electricity costs, which is hugely topical at the moment, but also to now sell back any excess wind and electricity to the grid. So not only do you have your own electricity catered for, you also make money from doing it. So what we decided to do was to bring all of us under the one roof, rather than people trying to find information online and ringing around. So we bring all of the exhibitors, we bring ESB, ourselves, and Air Grid, Sustainable Energy Authority, to the one room. You can meet the exhibitors, you can have one-to-one conversations, ask the questions about the grants that are available to you for your farm or for your home. And tomorrow night we're also joined by the Dingle Hub, who will outline a number of initiatives that they've brought through Dingle in terms of cost-saving initiatives and sustainability around farms and use of energy. So there's kind of something for everybody, Gerry, and it's, you know, where your question will be answered without you being under pressure to find it online.
Yes, yeah, I understand that. Now, you're talking there about, I suppose, farmers or maybe individuals with solar panels, they can feed power back to the grid and get some money off their electricity bill. But then there's community micro-generation schemes. Is that community groups, or is it schools, or what shape does that take, do you find?
It's a combination of both. The micro-generation kind of, and that's where ESB outlined the supports that are there. There's different types. There's there where you're an individual farmer, and they'll outline how you can set you sell back to the grid, but the grants that are available to you for those PV panels. But there's also a growing trend, which is great, in terms of the micro generation projects, and it's where maybe a housing estate, a group of houses or neighbours or schools come together as an energy community. And they look at that, maybe when you've 10 houses in an area, they get the grant aid and they do all the work at the one time. So that's where Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland outline all of those initiatives as well that are available to communities. But certainly, look, the interest is grown. I've noticed it kind of year on year. And I suppose unless you've been living under a rock for the last number of years, people are becoming more acutely aware of the need for us to look at cheaper, more cleaner and cost-effective ways of heating our homes in particular.
Yeah. Yeah, so Brehan Hotel tomorrow evening, 6:30 to 8:30.
And there's even a cup of tea and finger food in the Brehan Hotel. We'll be well looked after there tomorrow night. And I'd say, look, I know Kerry is a huge county and people might think, is it worth my while getting up to travel over? I think you'll find it informative. If you're thinking of any small even initiatives in your home around insulation or panels or whatever, it really is a great opportunity to meet the exhibitors.
Just turn up on the night, no need to register.
No need to register, just turn up on the night. We'll be taking registration from kind of 6 o'clock on, with tea and coffee and finger food from 6:30 on. Formal panel and a question and answer session then. But sure, come along and meet us and have the chat anyway.
Okay, Sinead, brilliant stuff. Thanks very much for that, and good luck with it. Sinead Dooley there, AirGrid's Head of Public Engagement on the AirGrid Citizens Roadshow. And look, a great opportunity to get all the information under one, talk face-to-face with somebody under one roof, and get the questions answered that you need to get answered on that.